Episode 69, Confessions of an Upset Mama, The Masquerade Ball.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive.
Happy day! How are you? Cheers, cheers, cheers to you. You know what? I'm sitting here having my wonderful greens. Enjoying my afternoon and just really wanted to come and chat with you. What are you doing? What have you been up to? Missed you lately. I'm glad you're here though. Yes, it is our time. You know what? Cheers. You have a glass? Maybe you do a water bottle or something. Here, you ready? 1, 2, 3. Cheers. Yes, you're awesome. You know what? I just want to say thank you so much for all of you who are finding, who are spreading the word of Create Your Now. It is fantastic. I absolutely love it. And if you haven't had the opportunity, come on over into our Facebook group. You can find it at Create Your Now Podcast in the Facebook group. Come and request to join. I would love to meet you. It's so awesome. We have a small group started. I know it's stepping out of your comfort zone. I get that. But truly, it's amazing. So come on over, and I can't wait to see you there. All right, today we are going to start off with a quote. Dr. Seuss, did you know it was Dr. Seuss week? Okay, Dr. Seuss, today you are you. That is truer than true. There is no one alive who is youer than you. Dr. Seuss says it so well. You know, in reading that, it really goes well with this whole thing of my confession. And this is really good for the soul. I mean, you know, if you ever want to confess, you know, nothing like confessing it out to the world and kind of sharing it. Some of you would say, oh, that's airing my dirty laundry. No, it's more about growing and being vulnerable and letting yourself say, you know what? We all make mistakes and that's okay. But the thing is, do we repeat those mistakes or do we grow from them? So today we're talking about the masquerade ball. I don't know about you, but I have two beautiful daughters. And yes, I think they're beautiful because yes, I'm their mother. But I still would think they were beautiful even if I wasn't their mother. I'm very blessed. And I can remember when they were so little that they would love to play dress up. It was awesome. And it was so much fun. They would put on the dresses and I loved it because you see, I would go garage sailing. I was all about finding those dresses and I would buy, you know, dresses on the, you know, kind of on the side that, you know, had been used and I pay a buck for them or whatever. And oddly enough, they would just love them. And we had a dress-up bin. And actually, with the boys, we had stuff for them, too. Now, no, they did not wear the dresses, thank goodness. But they did dress up in, like, nightwear. And they would have, we would find, you know, different masks. And then they would have swords. And they would put on, you know, kind of like, not skirts, but it kind of looked like a skirt, sort of. But they were a warrior, so to speak. And they would dress up and they would play and they would pretend. And it was the best masquerade ball ever. Nothing like having that when you're young. And I can remember growing up, I loved doing that. I loved being, I mean, think back about prom. Think back to your wonderful days of maybe you were in the sorority in college. Or think back the time where your wedding. Yeah, and you were in your beautiful gown. So gorgeous. Nothing like dress up. There's just something about it. It just brings that tingly feeling to you, right? Right. Well, the thing is, though, I started thinking as I was growing up and I got older and I got children and my life went on and it got busier and it got more hectic and more chaotic. And you know what? I was going to the masquerade ball every day. Now, I didn't know this when I was at the masquerade ball. I didn't really know I was doing this. But looking back, I know I was. You see, when I walked outside of my door, I put a mask on. and I went to the masquerade ball. And when I came home, I took the mask off. And some of you say, well, that's fine, right? Not so much if you're using it to cover yourself. If you're trying to hide something, if you're using it as a mask. You see, that mask that we put on tends to hide things. And I don't know what your things are. One of mine was anger. You know, one of them was perfection. One of it was weight. One of it was, I thought I was doing everything that I was supposed to be doing. So it was control. One of the things was, there's more. Those are just a few that come to my mind, you know, off the top of my head. What are yours? What are your masks? What are you covering up when you go to the masquerade ball? Or are you? Maybe you're not. Maybe you're to that point where you're like, oh no, I'm not there at the masquerade ball. Great. That's fabulous. Maybe there's just still this one little thing though. You see, when we live that and we go to the masquerade ball all the time, what happens is we begin to hurt the ones we love the most. Because when we come home and we take off that mask, you know what happens? Our real self shows through. You know, like Dr. Seuss says, today you are you. That is truer than true. Yeah. There's no one like you. So who are you? Are you the one that wears the mask? Are you the one that's at home? Well, you see, we use the mask to cover ourselves up. But when we come home, that's our true self. And so I really started thinking, okay, I've got to work on me. I've got to not be the one that likes to play dress up because I'm a big girl now and it's time to put my big girl panties on. And it wasn't like I was a bad person. It wasn't that at all. But I needed growth. I needed personal development in this area. Why? So I could be even a better mommy. I could be even a better wife. I could even be a better sister, a better daughter, a better granddaughter. And I could be a better me. I could be my best selfie. But the masquerade ball is something that was just so enticing. It continued. And it's awesome when you don't really have to look at your reflection. Because when you look in there and you're wearing that mask, you don't see what your family sees. Because you got it covered up. And you think everything's okay. But then you come home and that mask comes off and they're like, whoa. We knew that was the same. You just don't see it. You just don't see it. Well, obviously, I've had a lot of growth. And I did. I looked back and I made some major changes. I was tired of wearing and living with the mask and going to the masquerade ball. I loved dressing up. Don't get me wrong. I love being quote unquote pretty. I love that. It warms me. If you're doing it for the wrong reason and you're not you, the truer you, as Dr. Seuss says, truer than true, why would you not want to be the real you? Life isn't about everything beautiful and dress up, is it? We grow up and we have to put those big girl panties on. It's not easy, but I'm telling you, the rewards are that much greater. Because you see, when you can go out to the ball every day and it doesn't have to be a masquerade, oh my gosh, your energy soars. You're not exhausted anymore. Your emotions are, it's freedom because you are living you. You're not living two different people. It's hard work to put that mask on. It zaps you of energy. It drains you of even your nutrition. It drains you of hope. It sucks you dry. Yet, we still do it. We still get up and we put that mask on and we walk out that door and off we are to the masquerade ball. So what about you? Are you going to the masquerade ball every day? Or maybe it's just a couple days. Maybe it's when you go to church. Yeah, you guys have heard that, I'm sure. That saying where, you know, you're only Christian on Sunday or you're only Christian when you're at church. How is your life reflected at home versus out when you walk out that front door? Are you going to the masquerade ball every day? Well, I know this is a tough subject. That's why I had to bring my drink. Cheers. Because it is so important that we, you know, it just, it tears you up. I'm telling you, it's eating you alive. And that is not a fun position to be in. So stop, just stop being and pretending to be this beautiful princess going off to the masquerade ball, because I'm telling you, you're better off without the mask. Yeah, I learned the hard way. You see, in my tornado, you know, God said, that's it. You're not paying attention to me. I've thrown up these red flags and you're not listening. So I'm going to take everything from you. I'm going to strip you of everything, including your mask. And I will get your attention. Oh, he got it all right. And I listened. And hence the personal growth. And hence the coaching. As a coach, I have a coach. As a trainer, I have a trainer. You see, it is important, because living in a mask, oh my gosh, you're just walking around a person that you don't have an identity anymore. And that mask becomes your identity. So you lose really who you are. Moms, we do it all the time. We're living either through our children or for our children. Maybe that's a mask that you're putting on. I know this is tough. This is tough for me. It was tough when I was going through it. But I'm telling you that if you stop for a minute and say, whoa, what is the one thing that I'm masking? That's your kiss. Yeah, you knew I'd ask the tough question. What is the one thing you're masking? Okay, maybe it's anger. Maybe it's weight loss. Maybe it's something with your career. Maybe it's something within your relationship. Maybe it's a child. What is the one thing that you're masking? You see, it takes a step, one step. And so your kiss today is to focus on one thing. We're talking about Dr. Seuss, right? So we got to stick to the one thing. Today you are you. So I ask you, what is the one thing that you are masking? This is what I want you to do with that, okay? So think on it here. I don't care if you're running, if you're exercising, you know, exercise harder if you're mad at me. Because you are too important in this world to be wearing a mask. So what's the one thing that you're masking? I want you to write this down. If you could change or improve that one thing, what would it do for you? What would it do for you? Well, I kind of explained how it changed me. I was able to live somewhat of how I was living in the mask, but I was living it to the people who I loved the most. I was able to give them 200% more than what I was giving them before. And I was giving it a ton then. But to give them that much more, oh my gosh. I mean, priceless. I tell you, priceless. My children will tell you that we had a very close relationship, but our relationships have grown even deeper. And how cool is that, that when my children are getting older, our relationships are becoming more enriched. They're not running, they're coming to me, not running from me. But I know deep down in my heart that if I continue to wear that mask and go to the masquerade ball, that guess what? They would be running from me. And that was the last thing I wanted to do for them. The last thing. That would have more than broken my heart. So taking that one thing, starting right where you are, if you could change it or improve it, what would it do for you? Then I ask you, what would it do for your family? The ones you love the most, your spouse, your partner, your significant other, your children. What would it do for you? What about your relationship with your own parents? And what would it do for you in time? You see, when we wear that mask, it takes time. It takes energy from us. And that means that we're giving it away and we don't have it to give to the ones we love the most. So I really want you to think on this. It's hard, but I'm telling you, if you love dress up, there is something even better. It's called the celebration ball. You can go there every day. And you know what? It's you being you, because today you are you. That is truer than true. There is no one alive who is youer than you. Dr. Seuss couldn't have said it any better. And you know what? You are you. Truer than true. Get away from the masquerade ball and come on over to the celebration ball. Come and enjoy and be free to be you. To be present, to be incredible, to be you. Because you matter. And that dress up, it was great when we were little. But now, guess what? Yeah, cheers. Got to put on those big girl panties. I love you so much. I hope you have a very, very blessed day. Hugs, kisses, and lots of love. I can't wait to see you on the other side. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.